We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve.
Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today with life. You know, are you happy with life? Are you happy with your life? What is your attitude concerning the end of your life? You see, the Bible says, whereas we know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And so in Psalms 90, verse number 10, Moses, the prayer of Moses, he said this: the days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they may be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Now, I understand, yes, in the beginning they lived much longer than 70. But this is written by Moses probably during the wilderness wanderings. Remember, from 20 years old and upward, they murmured against God, and God dealt with them harshly. And so this passage probably was written around the time when the life of man had been reduced to what we have at the present. And so the days of our years are 70 years. That's fixing his thought on those days and years of human life. Life is precious, way too precious to be wasted. He goes on to say, if by reason of strength they be 80 years. In other words, unusual strength or vigor or natural constitution. You see, a lot of times because of hard work and labor or because of disease, life is shortened. But he says there are some that go beyond the 70 into their 80s. Notice, he says, yet is their strength and labor sorrow. So to live beyond 70 or 80, well, you'll feel pain and little pleasure because the body wears out and the quality of life deteriorates. Soon to be cut off because you're out of time into eternity. And so, what is the key? Well, I think the key, very clearly, if you go back to, let's go back to Jacob. When Pharaoh asked Jacob, how old are you? And Jacob said, I'm 130 years old. And then he went on to say, he was looking at his life as he lived it. And he said, few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and I have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. Understand what he was saying. If you look back at Jacob and the problem he had with his brother Esau and his father-in-law Laban, and then you go to the Shechemites and Shechem and what happened to his daughter there. And then, well, right here, Pharaoh knew. Understand, there Joseph is. Why is Joseph in Egypt? Why is he a powerful man in Egypt? Well, understand, right before that, Jacob knows his sons sold their brother into slavery. Well, if you know the story there. And so, understand, what's Jacob doing? He's looking at the life that he lived. So the key here is, yeah, we have 70, maybe 80. But the key here is, live your life for the Lord. You see? And so, understand that the end will come. Now, I'm going to go back a little bit because I think it's important to have God's view on life. God's perspective on the world and the nations. Paul wrote about this in the book of Acts, Acts 17, 24. I want you to know that there's much to be said concerning life. And I, you know, a lot of times people, politicians, they get into this thing and they look at certain nations or races and they say, well, God wasn't fair. Now, wait a second. Do not blame God. I'm going to read. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needeth anything, seeing that he is the one that gives to all life, breath, and all things. Look at verse 26, Acts 17, 26. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth. So that statement, from Adam came all nations. By the way, he's not talking about evolution. He's talking about the fact that God determined when the different nations would come on the scene here in this world. You say, how do you know that, Pastor Warner? Well, remember when Isaac and Rebecca, remember she had twins in her womb. And God tells them, two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. One shall be stronger than the other. And the elder shall serve the younger. Okay, so what is being said here is important. It's important for you and important for me to understand that God, yes, from one blood came all nations. And he determined the times before appointed, when they would come, when they would arrive, like at the Tower of Babel, like in Rebecca's womb, all right? And he set the bounds of their habitation, where they should live. And so, many times, we want to blame God for our situation in life. We want to blame God for the outcome of our family. Well, maybe you should go back and blame Adam. Because of Adam's sin, we now have death and disease. All men die because of Adam's sin. All right? And the Bible very clearly says that if you want to go back and you want to look at, okay, so where do the problems come with the nations? Look at Cain. Cain murdered his brother Abel. Cain left the presence of the Lord. And Cain's children followed their father Cain. Cain was the first one to leave the presence of the Lord. And what happened? Well, you'll find the first one that took two wives was in Cain's family. We have another murder in Cain's family. All right? And so a lot of times we want to look at our lives and we want to say, well, I'm not happy with my life. I don't like the way my life is turned. I don't like where my family is. Well, you can't blame God. Could blame Adam. Could blame Cain. But guess what? Because from one blood came all nations. We make a choice. And so what happens here? He says here in Acts 17, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he had sent Jesus to save sinners. And so you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so once you put your faith and trust in Jesus, guess what? The next step is now God has laid out his law. God has laid out his principles. Now you take God's law. You say, but our church doesn't do that. That's the problem. You can go back to Matthew 5. What did Jesus say? Not one jot or tittle of God's law has changed. As long as there's a heaven and earth, it's still as God gave it. You want success? You want prosperity? I don't care what nation, what race you are. You have 70, maybe 80 years to live your life. Are you going to live it for Him? You going to live it for the Lord? Now you take this book and you apply the principles. And God says, if you'll do that, I'll show you every good path. I'll show you the right path. And you can finish your life. You can finish your course in this life with joy. That's an amazing, wonderful promise. And so today, I ask you, are you happy with your life? What's your attitude concerning the end of your life? Jacob looked at the time that he lived, and he said, few and evil have the days and the years of my life been. I've not done a very good job with what God has given me. Well, you can change that. Today, it's up to you. You want to live for Him? Apply the principles. Live them. Teach them. And you can finish this course with joy. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.